Hey, Stoddy.
All right, guys, let's get rolling. Let's start. Blaine, grab a seat. All right, so Angela has an announcement for you guys. Listen up to her. Who else has it? So you guys don't have an announcement anymore.
And Logan has one.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have one besides Angela?
Yes, Logan first.
Do you really? Okay. So Sierra. So Logan first.
All
right, Logan, go first.
Okay.
All right, listen up, guys. Be respectful.
Okay. So I'm inviting a Japanese foreign exchange student to come and play volleyball with us. And he's also coming to church this Sunday. So I was just hoping that you guys could make him feel welcome here. And you can ask him questions, but don't, like, constantly ask him questions because that would probably get kind of annoying. I think he's used to being asked questions, but just, like, be considerate, kind of.
Treat him like you do Logan.
Yeah, he speaks English and everything. Like, he's just like us, except he's got a Japanese accent and he's from Japan.
This is
Atsuki?
I'm
from Japan too. We're
happy.
Atsuki. Yes. We are all brothers
American.
And sisters.
He's playing between that.
We can do
it's
that.
Like Jorge and George.
Really?
Like, we would say Atsuki.
Yeah.
But there they just say Atsuki.
Oh, you mean the way that Jorge and George are like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so the guys, listen up. The guy's name is Otsky when he comes, okay? So Otsky.
Otsky.
Okay, Sierra, what is it? Listen up. Sierra's got an announcement now. Sierra.
Okay, so I will not be able to make it to our Nebraska trip because I'll be in Florida, so.
Your mom told me you were going on a cruise to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Oh, man. Past Florida, yeah.
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 But
you
have to go.
Wait, is it on a little yacht?
Bring us back to Corona.
Wait, we don't like
we're trying to rest in trip
now.
Okay.
We're trying to rest in trip.
Are you going
to be on a band?
Oh.
Aaron, is ours March or no? April 22nd.
So, Sierra, are you telling us that to make us jealous? Is that what that was?
No.
Oh, okay.
If I
miss
it, I'll be
all right, listen up, guys. Maddie's got something. Please listen up. Be respectful. Go ahead, Maddie.
I need 20 email addresses for track, so if you guys want
to
give me an email address.
Do you want me to start a sheet and pass
yeah,
around?
Sure.
An email address
why
for
you?
What?
I have an email.
They're trying to learn how to hack, Justin.
They're going
to
email you stuff. They ask you donate money. You don't have to donate money. But I just
I'm not doing
just
that.
Just put your email.
Don't have to buy
check
plates.
Yeah,
I don't like check plates.
I'm starting with the email.
All
right.
Watch.
I'll give them a joke.
What? Two more. Aaron's got something to Angela.
Okay, so is this Kelly's on her way, so whenever she gets here, embarrassing.
Okay,
oh.
So you just want to say hi to
why?
Well, it's about
every single person turn in
quizzes.
She's
going
to be here.
They
say what?
Oh, how far are you?
She's pretty.
Aaron, how about her?
She's pregnant?
She's pregnant.
What is her happening to be late and
pregnant?
He's like, she's so big, it's taking her this long.
No,
that's
not
it.
Are you kidding?
All right, listen up. Listen up. All right, Angela, what's your announcement?
Okay, so Sunday after church, most of you know that Lauren and Amanda are going to host a lunch for anybody in the youth group that's youth age.
Woo!
And, so if you need a ride, please let them know so they can work it out with their parents. You can also let one of the counselors know so we can let Nicole know. Everybody's invited. Anyone that's not here, like specifically maybe Christian or kids that aren't always at youth group, please feel free to extend the invitation to them. It's for everyone.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're not here so we can give you a call.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll call your mom and tell her to tell you. I'll send like a smoke signal.
Oh my gosh. This is good. All right, any other announcements that you guys want to share with the circle of trust while we're here?
Does he speak Japanese?
Me and Jerry's
next
You and Jerry's next tape is dropping?
Yeah,
I'm
testing.
Sierra's
a foreign exchange student.
Jenny had on his brother.
All right, Jenny's got something.
Some of them talk about volleyball.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about volleyball.
I swear, I bet not owe him out of your life because I tried.
Why would you owe him out of your life?
I bet it did.
I bet it did. 65 cents in my life bag. It wasn't girls and boys team. Because I'd seen the paper. I'm like,
oh, okay. So you're betting that it was, and she was betting that it wasn't?
Or no, I'm betting that it was
not. You bet that it are. You owe Maddie some money.
You shouldn't have taken that back.
So listen up.
I'll let you keep your life. I'll just take 65
cents. So listen up. This Saturday is our first week of volleyball.
Be quiet.
And we have two teams this year because anybody that played last year remembers the crazy line that we had on the sideline. How nobody really got to play. I think I played twice last year. That's how long that line was. So anyway, we have two teams this year. And we do. We have a team that's going to be headed up by the leadership of the girls and the leadership by the guys. And so what we're going to do, me, Justin, and Aaron are going to have all the girls with us. And then Jenny, Angela, and Kelly. Well, thank you, Marcia. I'm so excited.
I'm playing.
Jenny, Angela, and Kelly will have all the boys with them. So and if we get to the point like where you guys like end up inviting like more guy friends and the line starts to show up again with you guys, you know, we'll go ahead and like take one of the girls and see if they want to substitute over there with you guys, something like that. But I don't think we'll run into that issue except for 1 week in April when there's a team going out to Nebraska, and we might have to MacGyver some stuff around and move people so that we can just make it fun and fair.
Boys team's gonna win. I'm just gonna go ahead and
lay down. Boys team's gonna win.
That's just because of the old team. No.
I think Sarah Donnelly is playing with you guys too. She's gonna be coming down.
Yeah, she's really tall.
AJ, you're fine.
And the athletic all around. So.
You're, AJ, you're okay.
Okay. We're still gonna win. That's
enough. Oh, no, it's okay. I'll just
Who knows the time you guys are playing on Saturday, if you're playing.
I am playing at 4 o'clock.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
I didn't tell them. I only wanted to see if they were.
What time is our first game?
Christian Lambeth just asked me, when does volleyball start? I'm going to tell them the same time YouTube starts. How about that?
No.
Yeah.
And I should take some wire. You at YouTube.
You should. Yeah, you go ahead and do it.
Be like same time you okay if y'all laugh at my YouTube. Say it's tonight.
First bring your phone.
Yes, tonight. Oh,
it's gonna find me something.
It's tonight, right now.
All right, so that's that.
Wait, you don't know the team?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I know the teams. You don't know the teams? Oh, yeah. Hey, so listen up. Everybody hears this at the same time. All right, I just said it. What time do you guys play? I did say it.
Same time.
All right. 5:30.
Okay, 5:30. We play at 5:30. And on the schedule, when you guys get schedules, it will. You guys, I think the girls will be team number 6, guys will be team number 1.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
number 1. Yep, that's right.
Okay. So the girls that are on Zach's team, you're team number 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guys that are on Jenny's team, you're team number 6.
Number 6.
Yes, number 1. Take a seat. Six.
You
guys
got
to.
Angela.
We're not just gonna change it.
Unity.
My sins are blotted out, I know.
If you're listening, we all line up and it says 666. No, I will not be. I go to this random page.
My phone is really
No, your hair is like.
You guys know what's going on tonight.
Blackball.
All right, listen up. I'm going to have a word of prayer here. Heavenly Father, please give us a good time in the Bible and in prayer tonight. Father, I pray that you would help us in the song service also. We just look forward to drawing closer to you. Your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray and ask you all. Amen. On the first, I saw the flag. It's okay to slow down on certain words. I saw the flag to follow. Here we go. I saw the flag to follow on cross for which to stand. I saw the valiant leader who would my love command. I saw the stirring challenge, some noble work to try, to give my life fulfillment, my dreams to satisfy. I found them all in Jesus, the life, the truth, the way. Beneath his flag I'll take my stand and follow him today. I saw the ringing answer for all my doubts inside. A torch of truth uplifted, my searching steps to God. I sought a word of wisdom, a true authority. I sought to know life's purpose, to solve its mystery. I found them all in Jesus, the life, the truth, the way. Beneath this flag I'll take my stand and follow him today.
my sand and follow him today.
All right, sit out. We'll sing a little bit more here in a second. So tonight, why are we sitting like this? We got to get right into this because we're going to spend some time doing one of the, oh my gosh, this might be kryptonite to Baptists. We're going to spend time having a youth group prayer meeting tonight.
I know, yeah.
Huh? What's that? Great, exactly. What is that? You don't come to church to sit around and pray. What the heck, man? You know, we come to sing, talk, fellowship, learn the Bible and stuff like that, right? Well, this is something that we need to take time out to do, and the Lord put this on my heart, so we're going to do it tonight. We're going to talk about why we're doing it. So as you can see behind, when we get rolling here and we start praying, you guys are going to notice that, just in case you're like, well, I didn't have time to prepare, you know, what to think about, I put some brain teasers up on the board, just in case when it comes to your time, you're wondering, you know, well, what can I pray about? That's not necessarily what you should pray about. Those are just ideas to get your mind working and thinking. And you'll see once we get started here that you'll hear other people praying about things, and that will also bring things to your mind to kind of lift up to God and talk to him about those things. So we're going to have a prayer meet tonight. And what we're going to do, we're going to break it up into three parts. I'll start off first, and then I'll have Jenny come in and follow up if she wants to. Then any kid that wants to join in or that segment can join in. And what we'll do is we'll split it up to where then we'll sing a little bit more, and then I'll have Justin and Angela start off and do something or pray about what's on their heart, and then we'll sing a little bit more, and then we'll have Aaron and Kelly finish it off. But this is very important prayer. Is turning your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let me get my Bible. And this is, I just want to give you kind of a little reason why we're doing this and the overlooked importance of this. Second Corinthians chapter 10. All right, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we get to hear about the Christian's warfare, all right? And right down here, I'm going to point out the importance of prayer. Let's pick it up in verse 1. Our meat's going to be in verse 4, but it says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. So Paul's boldness is not how cocky he is outwardly. It's not him walking with his chest stuck out, looking proud like a peacock and stuff like that. Verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, oh God, here's a principle that I wish we could understand. We do not war after the flesh. I'm going to read that one again. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against ISIS, liberals, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, anybody in the flesh. You guys see that right there? The Christian warfare has nothing to do with who's in the White House. All right? This is a spiritual warfare. All right? The things that are spiritual are invisible. So anything that you can see with your eyes is not what you're fighting against. You guys got that? That's really tough nowadays because politics and Christianity are mixed in together. And most Christians think that Christians are conservative and satanic people are liberals and stuff like that. And God falls down. When God has a conservative in the White House, Jesus Christ is on the throne. And when he's not, he's not. That's not how it works. A Christian's warfare is separate from both of those parties, okay? Liberals are trying to bring the world together or bring about a movement to where all the world comes together. And we know the Antichrist is going to be like that. But what are conservatives? All they want is pleasure in the flesh. They want borders, language, and culture and separation from all that stuff because they know it makes a country prosperous and wealthy. And all they're scared about losing is their lifestyle that is very comfortable, but they can still have it without God, okay? So neither one of those things are what we're warring with. Now here's our key verse, verse number 4. For the weapons of our warfare are carnal. Amen, Trey? No! Yeah, I know. All right. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What does carnal mean? What is that? Like, carne. What is that? Jared, you're 25% Mexican. What's carne? He doesn't know. Logie, meat. That's right. All right. Flesh, meaty. You guys got that? The weapons that we fight with are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Guys, in the Christian warfare, that's not carnal, but spiritual. That has to be done through God. The way that we fight, there's two weapons we use. One's opened up in your lap right now, the 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It's the word of God, the sword of the Lord, right? That's how we fight the battles of that God tells us to fight. The Bible talks about our sword that God gave us over there in Ephesians chapter 6, the sword of the Spirit. All right, is the Spirit physical or invisible? Or what do you want to call that, physical or spiritual? Spiritual, all right? You say, well, it's right here in my lap. Well, that's not the reason why it's special, because it's right there in your lap, or the fact that you can turn the pages. What's special is that God put his Spirit in that book or with that book. Okay? And the second thing that oftentimes gets overlooked is prayer. Now, I know I've said this 100 billion different times, how that the reason we're in the Laodicean in church age, and the church is what it is nowadays, is because of this, 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 and that. But really, when it comes down to it, this is one of the biggest reasons right here, the lack of prayer in our church age today. Prayer is so important, we overlook it very much. I overlook it a lot. I'm going to have to point to myself a lot today. I don't know what you personally do, but I know exactly what my shortcomings are. So oftentimes, when Zach goes to battle, when he goes and puts on his Christian armor and goes out there to fight, oftentimes I go into warfare with about only 50% of my arsenal. Oftentimes I have my Bible and I'll quote verses, and I'll know what the book says about it. But after I deal with somebody in the Bible and give them their answer, I leave them alone. The Bible says there's a second part of that warfare that I'm supposed to take up, and that's the prayer afterwards. Do I pray before I meet that person? Do I pray after I meet that person? Oftentimes, no. I'll just do something in the Bible with them and then leave them alone. And so they might get something that teases their mind. They might get something that's new that they never heard before. But you know what prayer does? Prayer takes God's work and it invites God back into it. Okay, it's something that only God can handle. You're saying, Lord, now I did my part, and what I'm doing now is I'm turning this thing back over to you to watch and see what you want to do. Now, before we get into this prayer and stuff like that, I want to be honest with you guys. Can I be honest with you guys tonight? Sure. Okay. Thank you. Good. Thank you for that liberty right there. Before we talk about how we're going to pray and everything, I just want to be honest with you. And the thing I want to be honest about is that I really don't like prayer, okay? I'm going to talk to you real quick about why I don't like prayer. And the first reason I don't like prayer is because of part of that verse we just read. Because it's not carnal. It's not physical. My flesh does not get to participate in prayer. And if you're praying, your flesh does have a great deal of participation that goes along with it, and I guarantee you're not doing it right. The majority of our life is lived through our five senses, all right? Probably 99.999% of it, okay? And the problem with prayer is that prayer is only spiritual. And, you know, for me, when I'm praying, it's my soul. You're not your flesh. You're a soul inside of a body. When you got saved, you, the part that's you, got separated from this rotten corpse that's getting older and older and older and stuff like that. But when I'm praying, it's me, my soul, praying to God. That's a spirit. Two spiritual beings talking with one another. This body, though, it's attracted to what it sees. It enjoys what it smells. It gets engaged by what it touches. It's fed by what it tastes, and it loves to listen to things and hear things. And so in a world where there's, you know, flat screen TVs and, you know, surround sound and rumble packs on your game controllers and stuff like that, and pizza rolls and hot chips and stuff like that, and you're constantly shoving this stuff into your body, and then all of a sudden it comes time to pray, and it's just... You see the problem there? This is why I don't like prayer, okay? It has nothing to do with any of those things. Prayer is like torture to my flesh, okay? That's why you tell somebody, hey, let's get together. You guys come over to my house. Awesome, man. What are we going to do? Let's pray. And then your heart comes out of your mouth, okay, because you're puking it. Because you're like, this guy's lost his mind, right? That's an accurate description of what prayer is like to us. Prayer does not come naturally for me. It's a sixth sense that I got to develop. But I've only developed my appetite for the physical things in this world. This is why I don't like prayer, because my flesh can't participate in it. It's like my flesh just got put in time out. It squirms and it grumbles and it sweats. And it's almost like a little kid asking, you know, are we done yet? Is it over yet? Can we get up now? That's what's going to happen when we pray. The second reason I don't like prayer is because it's an inconvenience to my daily routine. If I do it in the morning, then I'm probably going to lose sleep for it. If I do it during the day, then I'm burning up, you know, valuable daylight that I could be doing something else. Eating lunch, exercising, watching YouTube. If I do it at night, then I usually have to get out of bed for it, if I jumped in bed already. It's an inconvenience. And also this, the thing I don't like about prayer is the mood it puts me in. It doesn't fit in with my general attitude that I want to have that's popular with other people. It kind of makes me sober up to what's really important in life. And I don't really like that. I like to kind of go around and just think whatever I want to, and maybe have more of a casual, light attitude about the circumstances and issues that are happening around me. It convicts me about people's souls rather than, you know, their political parties or what religion they're associated with. I'd rather just look at somebody and say, well, I don't like the way that they're doing things, so I'll just ignore them. And if somebody, you know, agrees with what I'm doing, then I'll, like, join myself in them. But prayer, when you do that, it turns your attention towards God, and it causes you to look at things the way He does, and it brings conviction on how you're acting and how you're treating people. And I hate this because I prefer to mind my own business and take it easy and just enjoy what interests me. Prayer puts me under conviction when trying to enjoy my daily norms. You know, there's a verse over there in 1 Thessalonians 5 where it talks about pray without ceasing. And I really don't want to pray without ceasing, because then if I'm praying without ceasing, it jacks me up and I can't enjoy the secular music that I like to listen to. You know, it put me under conviction with that. It causes me to have to be careful about the jokes I tell and what I listen to. You see how this prayer is just jacking up my life. You guys understand this? You see why I don't really like it? You guys relate to this at all? I don't get to just sit down and watch whatever I want to, whatever comes to mind. You know, somebody might tell me, hey, go to this and turn and look and see what's happening here. Look at this website. I can't do that stuff when I'm in a state of prayer, when I'm praying without ceasing. Because prayer turns my attention to God, and for some reason, vulgar jokes don't tickle me the same way when I'm looking at Calvary. Right? This is why prayer just ruins my life, and I really don't care for it. The third reason why I don't like prayer is because you can't really prove that prayer works. You see, prayer is something that you can believe works. It's something that you know without any doubt does, but you can't necessarily prove it to someone. You see, there's no physical standard to measure the effectiveness of prayer with. So here's the story I was going to tell you, babe. Yesterday, I'm leaving work, and I'm just going about my usual routine. You know, I'm coming off of Front Street, so there's tons of 18-wheelers and stuff like that, and there's 3 traffic lights. So I got the thing timed out. I can either make all the lights, get past all the trucks, and be on the highway in about 15 seconds. After going like 8 city blocks or something like that. It's not speeding, but it's maneuvering through traffic the right way, okay? Anyway, you can do it like that, or you'll kind of like try to be nice and let people come in and out, but then you end up getting caught behind a truck and getting stuck in traffic. Anyway, you just got to kind of choose which game plan you're going to go with. Well, yesterday I went with the first game plan, and I was able to be on that highway in about 15 seconds. So here I am. Here's the highway. Traffic's already going. I'm merging onto it. I come on 1,000. A car behind me comes on 2,000. Then the car right behind me, boom! Yeah. Almost a head-on collision, T-bone. This guy spins across the whole highway, causing a crazy wreck. You say, how far behind me was that? 3 seconds? Or 2 seconds, really? Well, what the heck was the difference? Now, I know personally, my mom always says, I'm always praying for your travel emergencies. I'm always praying for you guys, making sure that I'm looking out for you. Somebody else says, yeah, it might have been prayer, but it could have just been time and chance. It happened to them all. You see how you can't really prove to someone that doesn't want to believe in that, that was prayer? If that was just random luck? Drake, at our job, he's living by himself now. He was talking about, you know, man, this was a couple months ago. He's like, I don't know with what they start you out with here. If I can, you know, make it by myself like this, I might have to go get a second job over the weekend or something like that. He was like, I really like it here, but, you know, eventually I know I'll be able to support myself and take care of myself with what they'll give me. But right now, it just doesn't look like it's going to work. And he's like, you know what, can you pray for that? And I was like, absolutely, man, I'll pray for you. Just trust that God will show you what He wants you to do. not after I started praying, but like a month later, the whole company itself, everyone gets like a $5 raise from what they generally bring people in at. Okay? See, prayer works. But that same promotion happened to 150 unsaved people in that same warehouse that don't know the difference between Jesus and Jesus. You see what I'm saying? So was it time and chance or was it prayer? You guys see this? This is why I don't like prayer. You can't put your hand down and say, this is absolutely prayer working right here, where an unsaved person never prayed about nothing, just going along their day, and they come into work the next day, and what happens? Hey, guess what? Everybody's getting a $5 raise. What the heck, man? You can't prove that. The only standard we have to judge prayer by is God's promises that he put in the book. James chapter 4, verse 2. One standard he gave us, he said this, and we can just only take God at his word. He said, ye have not because ye ask not. Pretty much God saying you need to ask for stuff if you need it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. God says over there, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And then later on it says, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. He says we ought to know it. And then in Matthew 21, 22, one more standard, God says, in all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Those are the only standards that God gave us for judging prayer by. This standard of measuring prayer is worthless to my flesh. My flesh can't use that. The only way that you can prove the power of prayer and observe its wondrous works is through the eye of faith. It's just you having faith in what God said. It's you, all you can prove prayer by is those verses right there. Well, God said if I prayed to him, then he would, you know, take care of these things. But you simply have to trust God that is God, because it was. Now, lastly here, prayer. Let's talk about why I hate it. Now I'm going to talk about why I love it. Okay. Why do I love prayer? These might sound familiar. Because my flesh can't participate in it. You say, well, that's the reason you hated prayer. Well, that's also the reason I love it. You know, when I look back at my life, I look at all the trouble that I've had. I look at all the sin I've gotten into and all the bad choices in my life. And I happen to take a roll call to see who was present in all these things, who the number one suspect was. You know who it was? It was my flesh. But do you know who I find that's never in those situations, those circumstances, for some reason? My prayer life. So that's why I love prayer, because my flesh has no part in it. The Bible says, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. You say, not even good cholesterol? Nope. That'll wear out sometime too. Therefore, if my flesh can't participate in prayer, then I know that prayer must be good for me. The second reason why I love prayer is because it interrupts my daily routine. You see, the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. A man said one time that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And oftentimes, the good intentions that I've had in life while going along my daily routine have led me to many sorrows and heartaches. You see that? So thank God that he gave me something that I could escape my own ignorance with. And that's prayer. Prayer stops me from going with what's comfortable to me and lines up my body and my actions to what God said is beneficial to me. You see that? That's why I'm very glad that God gave me prayer. That's why I love it. Because it does interrupt my daily routine. The last reason why I love prayer is because you can't prove it works. You say, well, come on, man. Aren't you Christians always looking to show people that you're not loonies and that you actually, have a brain up there. You're not just believing in myths and stuff like that. But think about it. If I could measure the results of prayer in an undisputable and physical way, you know what would happen? My own flesh would start to glory in that. I would end up looking at Aaron and saying, you know what, Aaron? I've got 10 things in my life that I can absolutely, without any dispute, prove that God did them through prayer. And I notice in your life, Aaron, you only have 8. Therefore, I'm more spiritual than you are. You see how that would work? If you could actually measure without any dispute the effects of prayer in your life, you would definitely take that and use it for your own selfish glory. Prayer would be our spiritual measuring stick, and it would go from being our communication to God to our own status points with men. And that's one of the reasons why I'm very grateful and thankful that God did not allow us to be able to measure that thing. All right, well, why are we praying as a group? Well, for a couple of reasons. Number one, you say, well, why not just give us a prayer list and just let us take it home and see if we can get something more done, you know, while we're here together. Well, number one, if you were me, you would forget by the time you got home, and I'd be moving on to something else, okay? Because I have a television and everything else there that I need. All right? The second reason is that I have to learn how to pray better by listening to you all. Not that I'm copying or faking it, but the way that you guys articulate things that I've oftentimes been trying to express, you just put it so simply or something like that. Or I hear how Justin put something, or Aaron and Kelly and Jenny. You guys all put things differently. It kind of helps me learn how to articulate myself better to God so I can express myself and our communication can be better. So it's good for you all to hear each other pray. Not only that, but other people touch on different aspects of the same subjects. You know, Riley will come at this thing from a different angle than AJ will. Selena will come at it differently than Kenzie will. And you just get more depth, like what Pastor Bob's been talking about. You want to talk about someone that's really growing spiritually, look at their depth. And that's what it helps me do. I'll hear Maddie praying about the same thing that I'm praying about, but she'll come at it from a different angle and help me to see things that I didn't see before. And when we're praying, if you get that, feel free in your own quiet spot right there just to go off and run off on something with God and talk to him about it. And then lastly, it's kind of for a selfish reason, because the Bible says that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So it's one more way for me to get closer to Jesus Christ. It's one more guarantee that we can do that. So, lastly, before we get started, what are the four types of prayer? So, number one, let's use this analogy, T-I-P-S. This is how I try to do it in this order. Tips to pray. And each one of these is for something. So, yeah, it is fit, right?
Thanksgiving.
Good. So, you give prayers of thanksgiving. You tell God that you're thankful for something. So that's one way you pray, is by thanksgiving.
Intercession.
What's that?
The Holy Spirit interceding for you.
Okay, so he does that for us.
Praying for other people.
Good job. So it's you praying for other people. Friends at school that are unsaved, can they pray to God?
No.
The only prayer that God hears is their prayer to become become saved. All right, so you need to intercede for certain people. Maybe your parents. Maybe you're watching things in your parents' life. I'm not just talking about random things like them trying to keep you guys in line. But, I mean, there's things, you know, that they're struggling with that you know you can lift up to them in prayer. I mean, you're closer to your parents than almost anybody else is. Wouldn't that be something if a kid was that spiritual that they actually start praying for their parents? Yeah, that's an idea there. All right, P. What's P?
Prayer.
Just prayer. What's prayer?
Talking.
Just talking. Yeah, just communicating like we're doing right now. You know, nothing serious. I just want to talk to you, Lord, because one, you're real and you're there. I'm not talking to the ceiling. I know that you're real, so I just want to communicate. It's that much more time I'm not talking about something else, letting my mind wander somewhere else. Then S, what's the last one?
Supplication.
All right, what's supplication?
When you're praying for yourself.
You are praying for yourself, but what are you praying for yourself?
Like forgiveness for your sins.
Not forgiveness.
Or what you need.
Supplies. Supplications, you're praying for supplies. You're saying, God, my inventory is short on this. And then you ask God to fulfill that with replenishment. Lord, I'm short on patience. Can you supply me some more? Lord, I'm short on, you know, income. Can you help me with a job here? Lord, I'm short on health. Can you restore health to me? So it's all about supplies and getting that stuff back from God. So I'll start praying. And what I want to do with the time I get to pray, I actually want to come around. And you guys ever seen like those old boys in the old churches like put their hands on people like that? You ever wonder why that is? I really don't know. I'm just doing it so that I stay focused on what I'm praying about.
Okay.
Pastor Germs? That's right. It's kind of like that test back in the Old Testament where, you know, a husband thought his woman, his lady had been cheating on him or something like that. And so he gave her some dirty water and said, "Now, Lord, if she's faithful, don't let her get sick." Yeah, it's like that. So he's like wiping his nose after he sneezed. He's got all these germs on here. He's like, "Lord, if she's a good Christian, don't let her get sick." All right. So, yeah. All right. So, but I do want to do that. It does. It helps me stay focused on what I'm praying for. And it's going to be quick. You'll see. But, you know, I pray for each and every one of you guys differently. After knowing who you guys are, knowing your personalities, knowing who your families are, when I talk to God about you, it's personal, based off of what I see in you all's life. I'm not going to embarrass anybody out here. But I pray for you guys personally. It's mostly going to stay personal between me and God. But I'm going to go around and do that. And after that, Jenny, if she wants to jump in, can go. And then any kid in here that wants to pray can go ahead and go. And then as soon as if there's somebody that prays, we'll sing again. And then we'll move on to our next segment. We'll continue to pray. But tonight, remember what I told you. It's not unusual for your flesh to hate what we're about to do. All right? But the Bible said, for as much then as Christ has suffered in his flesh, it says, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in his flesh hath ceased from sin. The last couple of weeks, Pastor Bob's been talking about crucifying that flesh. That's a good thing. We're in the Laodicean church age where the sermon that's preached by the world is give your flesh everything that it wants. If your flesh is in pain, then you're doing something wrong. That's not what I see when I look at the life of Jesus Christ. I see someone who submitted his flesh and put his flesh under and got glory with God. So just remember that. That's a good thing. It's okay to endure pain. How many of you guys play sports? Is it okay to endure pain in sports? Just no. What about when you're trying to get in shape? Yeah. That's why this hurts so bad. Maybe that's an indicator where our spirit is. You know, maybe the pain of our flesh is greater than the joy our spirit is feeling right now. And maybe that's something that we can pray about. Lord, hopefully maybe that's something I can grow through this year. Like maybe later on in my life, when it comes to praying, my soul actually rejoices more than the things I take pleasure in for my flesh. You know, that's something to pray about and ask God for. So let's get started. I'll start praying, and then, like I said, once I'm done, Jenny, you can jump in. Any kid that wants to jump in right there, feel free. Then we'll sing a little bit more, and then we'll go. If you want to get on your knees, feel free to get on your knees. But focus on God right now. I know this is hard. Well, we're doing something that this generation has no idea about. We're taking time out. High time of the day, high time of the class period, and we're going to pray. All right. If anybody needs a barf bag, we'll provide those for you, too, in a second. All right. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these kids that are in here, Lord. Really, I'm just so overjoyed that Jenny and I get to raise our kids in a church with kids that are this good, Lord. I'm so excited that Brady and Brian get to look up to these kids that are in this class, to these young men and these young women, Lord. There's plenty of churches that I've been that I've try to shield my kids from the kids that are around them, Heavenly Father, but you've given us a youth in this church, Lord, that, you know what, I'm fine with my kids running off with and spending time with, Lord, because I know how these guys live their life. Thank you for teenagers, Lord, and middle schoolers, who when they get out of fellowship with you, it brings tears to their eyes. Thank you that you're that real to them at such a young age, Heavenly Father. Thank you that they actually take time to listen to what's been said out of the Bible, and we don't have to sit up here and do magic tricks and fireworks displays just to keep their attention at church, Heavenly Father. Thank you that they actually care about what you have to give them when they come here. Lord, I remember when I first came here, some of the kids that we hung out with when we sung hymns, Lord, you could barely hear them whisper, and now these guys are singing at the top of their lungs, Lord, and many of them are enjoying the hymns more than they are their own music that they listen to in the world, Lord, and I thank you for that. That's not something I take lightly. And I pray and ask that you would bless these kids for what they're doing, how they're drawing closer to you. Lord, you said that you love those that love you. And then you said, those that seek you early, Lord, shall find you. And I thank you for that. And I pray for all these kids that are in this room, Lord. Thank you for Logan, how long he's been with us at the church, Lord, and just what you've done with his father and his mother, Lord, and how faithful they've been to the church. Lord, bless them for that and help them to be a great big brother to Jay. Thank you for AJ, Lord, and all the leadership he's shown from such a young age, Lord. I pray that his latter end is going to be greater than his beginning, Lord. Don't let him be one of those stars that shoots out early, Lord, and burns out. Heavenly Father, I pray that we've only seen the beginning of what you're going to do in his life. And thank you for Cody, Lord, and his faithfulness, Lord, and just how calm and he's always been there alongside of us, Lord, and just such a faithful guy. And just how you're developing him now, Father, I pray that you would show him that you want to do great things with his life. Thank you for Marjay, Lord, how you brought her out of miry pit, Lord, and set her feet on solid rock, and how even now, Lord, at such a young age and such a young time in this church, Lord, she's become one of the ones we love so much, and how she's already become a great leader. Father, I look forward to what you're going to do in her life, and I just look forward to being a part of it, Lord. I thank you for Trey, Lord, and the tenderness of his heart that he showed us here recently, Lord. And I pray and ask that you would empower him to go from here, Lord, and be strong with you and have discipline, Lord, to be different than the world while he's out there, Heavenly Father, and to know who's established him and who set his feet. Lord, I thank you for Riley. I thank you for everything you've done with his grandparents, with his father, Lord. And I know their personal history and how much I love them, what they mean to me. And Riley's got a great personality, Lord. And I pray and ask that you would realize the potential that he has for you, Heavenly Father, and start to invest more and more, Lord, in the plan that you have for his life, Lord, and be a great leader that I know he can be. And I just look forward to seeing what you're going to do in his life. And I love him very much, Lord. I thank you for Selena, Lord, and her tenderness of heart that she gave us, Lord, our last youth night, just confessing that she's got things that she wants to do better at school. She doesn't want to conform to the world. Father, you said that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. And so, Lord, don't let this kid pour her heart out like that and then leave her out there in the wind, Father. Strengthen her and establish her. Bless her for being that honest about it and let her go forth for you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for Jared, Lord, and his family and everything that you've done with him. Lord, how he's already taken charge in this youth group, Lord, and made it his own. And he's, leading by a great example, Lord, of wanting to be a man of God and preach your word, Lord. I pray that you would just help him, Heavenly Father, to put his flesh aside and to live for you and continue to be a great leader. Well, I look forward to what you're going to do in his life and help him when he's out there in sports to be a good testimony to his friends and family. And Lord, I thank you for Christopher. And Lord, I know that half of his, family, his dad's got it, with the Bible, but he oftentimes talks to me about the conversations he has with his grandma and aunties and on his mom's side, and he's trying to be a light to them, Lord. I pray that you would just bless Christopher and give him the strength he needs to know that book like he should, to stand on the things that he believes in, Lord, the things that you want him to know. And just bless him, Lord, for doing that. Thank you so much for Taylin, Lord. And she also poured her heart out to us, talked about the struggles that she's having in school. Lord, I pray that you would help her to be a beacon in those halls so that when the kids turn and look at her, Lord, they see that light, Heavenly Father, and they come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Help her with her friends, Lord. Help her around Abby. Help her around all those that she affects at school and help her to be the light that you would have her to be. Thank you so much for Maddie, Lord. And I personally know her so well, Lord, just from spending so much time with her mother and father and all that they mean to me. Lord, I pray and ask that you would just take Maddie and give her a double portion of what you gave her mom and dad. Father, oftentimes kids that grow up in great households like that, Lord, like I did, I took it for granted, Lord. But Maddie's not even doing that now. She's already taking charge of this ministry and doing what she knows that she ought to do for you, Lord. I pray that you would bless her for that. Bless her for being able to go against the grain at such a young age. When she's out there on that cross-country course with those friends, Lord, I pray that they also see a great Christian testimony from her. Thank you for Lauren, Lord. And thank you for Nicole and Steve and just what you've done with their family and these great daughters that they're raising, Father. Lauren, she's not as outspoken as so many others, Lord, but she's always been so faithful. And I've really enjoyed these last couple of years watching her as she's grown, Lord, and become a leader in this youth group. I just look forward to all the great things that you have for her. And I look forward to being a part of those, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for Amanda, Lord. And I know what it's like to be the second in command, behind an older sibling, Heavenly Father. And I pray that you would help Amanda and Lauren just team up together as a sister duo, Lord, to knock out whatever obstacles you have for them, Lord, in this world. And I pray that they would feed off of each other, Lord. And thank you for the personality that Amanda has. She's so outgoing and ready to help others out, Lord. And I pray that you would just bless her for that and help her in her friends' lives, Lord, that she's ministering to. And thank you for how she's been holding the line lately and looking after their souls, Lord. I thank you so much for Mackenzie, Lord. Just got a beautiful smile and great personality, Lord. And I thank you for that, not because it's the physical thing, Lord, because there's plenty of young ladies in this world, Lord, where you said they're like a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, Father. But the problem with that is that even though they look nice, Lord, when you turn and look at them, they're not producing anything that's worthwhile. They're showing a way that's going to end up leading to destruction. But Mackenzie, Lord, she's already trying to live that life for you, Lord, and be a great Christian for your honor and glory, Lord. And I pray that you continue to strengthen her and help her out in all that you're building her up to become. And thank you for Sierra, Lord. She's one of the sharpest kids I have in here when it comes to knowing what's going on in the Bible, Lord. She oftentimes surprises me. She causes us to laugh and crack up oftentimes because of the goofy things that come out of her mouth, Lord. But then just as soon, Lord, she shows up with some of the finest little Bible nuggets. So I know that you're doing something special in her life, and I thank you for how she's just being right here by our side, Lord, and faithful. I look forward to seeing what you're going to do in her life from here on out, and I love her very much. Just bless all these kids, Lord. Thank you for Justin and Angela and Aaron and Kelly and Jenny, Lord, just all being here to help us in this ministry. We just look forward to what you have from us from here. In Jesus' name I pray.
Lord, I just thank you for for bringing us all here safely tonight, Lord. And I do thank you for just how Zach Moms prayed for him and keeping him safe while we're traveling, Lord. We don't realize what's behind the scene. We have praying parents, and I thank you for that, Lord. And just for the chance to get together tonight. I know it's not what we expected, Lord. We expected just a typical Thursday night coming in here and getting our ears tickled with some Bible truth, Lord. And that's what you laid on Zach's heart, Lord, and I trust that you put him in leadership for a reason, but more than that, I trust you that you've got the direction you want to go for this youth group, Lord, so I know that this is something that we needed to do, and I saw some faces whenever Zach announced that this is what we would be doing tonight, Lord, and I just pray that these kids would see the value in prayer and the value, just like Zach talked about, that we feel the way that they felt. You know, hearing that we're going to have to pray, that it's not always comfortable and it's not exactly what our flesh wants to do, Lord. But I pray that they would see the value in spending time in prayer, Lord. And just that they would see that their flesh is never going to be satisfied down here. That it's always going to want more and more. And no matter how much they give it, Lord, it's always going to seek more. And I pray that they would just see that it's not worth it, Lord. They would take the wisdom that the leaders in here have and learn from our mistakes and the things that we've done wrong. And apply that to their own lives, Lord. And I do thank you, just like Zach, for each one of them. They all are special. They mean a lot to me. I thank you for what they've taught me, Lord. And I pray for them as they're off to school, Lord, that you would keep them safe. I know it's a very different world that they live in that I lived in, Lord. They face real dangers while they're going to school, which it ought not to be that way. But that is the world that they live in. And I pray, Lord, that they would remember their testimonies before their friends, Lord. I know we all have family and friends that we love very much, and we pray that they would come to know your son as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Amen. And I know that sometimes we're the ones who are hindering that person from getting saved because they don't see the Christ in our own lives, Lord. So I pray that they would have the strength, Lord, have the faith that they need to make the right decisions in front of their friends, Lord, to be that light, to be a different person, to stand out and say, well, Kinsey, Maddie, Jared, they don't do the things that we do. Why is that? And I just pray that they would have the faith to stick to what they know is the right thing to do, Lord, and to be that light, to be a good testimony in front of people, even when I know it's difficult to do the right thing when other people around you are not doing what's right, Lord, that you just strengthen them in that. And I pray for them as they're in their Nebraska teams, Lord, that they would find their comfort in there and find where they fit in, that they would reach out to those kids who are visiting and new to Christianity, that they would be a good example, a good leader to them, Lord. I pray for our volleyball ministry that's coming up starting on Saturday, Lord, that they would be able to see the importance of coming out to that they would see beyond the volleyball game itself, Lord, and use that opportunity to reach out to visitors and to get to know them, that we would use this opportunity to reach out to the lost people who would never come into a church building, Lord, that this is their one chance to maybe hear from you and to get the Bible taught to them, Lord, and I pray that they would see that. And I just pray for Zach, Lord, as the leader of the youth group, that you would speak to him and give him the direction that we need to be going, and just lay on his heart what you would have us to teach, Lord, or what you would have him to teach. I just thank you for all the blessings that you give us, Lord, the seen things that you're doing in our lives and even the unseen things that we don't give you credit for. I just thank you for that. Thank you for taking care of us each day, Lord, and for this church and what it means to us, and for actually being able to have your Bible in our hands, Lord, and to trust and believe that these are your words, and that what you tell us can help us in this life and guide us as we need direction down here, Lord. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Turn to 361 in your hymnal. Sweet Hour of Prayer. 361. I can't let you guys follow through that quick. Oh, yeah, you got two more chances. Aaron Kelly or Dustin Angelo will go. Then you can pray after them. Then Aaron. Then we'll sing maybe. Then Aaron Kelly will go. 361. Yeah, go for it. No, you have to seriously hold that in. All right, on the first. Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer, that calls me from the world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known in seasons of
engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height, I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh shall drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shall while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer.
All right, Justin and Angela, go ahead and lay whatever God's put on your heart and go ahead and start.
Father, first and foremost, thank you so much, Christ. Without him, nothing like this would be possible, Lord. Without his sacrifice, we wouldn't be able to have such a chance of life, Lord. We have to remember that, Lord. It all has to go back to that, what he did on the cross for us, that blood that was shed to cover our sins, Lord. So thank you for that. Also, Lord, thank you for where you fit in us in today's age. I understand that the country we live in is definitely screwed up. The times we live in is definitely screwed up. But there's not a lot of places in the world where we can meet like this, sit in our circle and pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ's name. There's places over in the Middle East where if people did this, Lord, they would be persecuted, Lord. And they'd be, honestly, they'd be beheaded and burned alive. And that, I'm not being dramatic when I say that, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for putting us here in this country and in this time so that we can be able to have the ability to do this, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for the youth group, Lord. I pray that all of us, all the kids, including the adults, that we can come one team, Lord. And not saying that we're not now, but Lord, just be better at being a team and just walking together, Lord, and just being one unit, moving in the same direction for the same purpose, Lord. I thank you for the kids that you put us in here, Lord. And, you know, quite honestly, I think I get more from the kids than the kids get from me. And that's kind of tough to say sometimes, Lord, and it's tough to face sometimes, but it's the truth, Lord. And I'm just coming at you with some honest words right now, which kind of hurts, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for today. You played something kind of special in my heart. You know, I met with a family, Lord, who's been struggling. They had a flood in their house. Their truck broke down, and you know, I'm sitting there and talking to the man, the leader of that family, Lord, and all he's doing is just praising your name, Lord, and giving the glory to you. And it really touched my heart today, Lord. And yeah, I pray that you watch over them, Lord. Watch over that family, because right now they're struggling. They don't have a church that they can go to like this, Lord. There's churches around, but there's nothing to where they can go to a church and they can have people that they can lean on, Lord, and fellowship with. So I pray that you just be with them, Lord, and you help them find a church. And, you know, I pray that they can come here and try this church out. But if it's not this church, if it's another one, that's great, Lord. Just be with them, help them find a place where they can share some common values with other people, Lord, where they can, again, have that same purpose and have that same direction. Just have that fellowship, Lord, something that I take for granted in this church. I mean, we all love each other. It's amazing what we can do, Lord. After volleyball, whenever we go to Jason's Deli, I know it drives that restaurant crazy, but Lord, we just sit there for hours just talking, and we just don't want to leave because we just love each other that much. And that's something special, something you don't find very often in today's world. So Lord, just thank you for that. Thank you for presenting me the opportunity to come to this church and to be part of this youth group, Lord. I pray for camp, Lord. I'm so stoked about camp, and I'm excited. And I pray for everybody in this room that, you know, it's not a day or 2 days or a week before camp is when we decide we need to get ready and prepare our hearts for it, Lord. I ask that we start preparing now, all right? We start preparing now, Lord, and just look deep into our hearts and figure out, you know, what our weaknesses are and what our strengths are. And we need to figure out what we need to pray for when it comes to camp. And just be praying for those lost souls that will be at camp, Lord. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, is winning those people to Christ. And, Lord, like I said, I'm being honest with you here. And when Zach talks about, you know, how we don't like praying, that's absolutely true. I don't like praying. Ever since I was a little kid, I try to do everything by myself. And at the end of the day, the reason I did that was because I didn't want to owe anybody anything else. But Lord, to have a successful Christian walk, to have a successful life in general, when it just comes to serving you, we can't do it alone. We have to have you in our lives, Lord. So I just pray that you help me with my pride. And that's exactly what it is. It's pride. It's me trying to do it myself, Lord. And we all know that the first time that pride shows up was way back when the devil decided that he wanted to set himself on the Most High, Lord. And because of that, he sinned. And, Lord, from there on out, everything just went downhill with him. So, Lord, I ask that you just help with my pride. You just kind of give me the tools to kind of kick that out of my life, Lord, so I can become a better servant for you. Lord, I love you and thank you. And like I said at the very beginning, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, because at the end of the day, that's what it all comes back to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, I just thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and just the salvation you offered me when I didn't deserve it, Lord, and for just the blessing of every person in this room coming to saving knowledge of you, Lord. That's a very rare thing that I can look around and confidently know that I'll get to spend eternity with everybody in this room, Lord. And I just pray that we would continually see what a blessing that is and just be thankful for that, Lord. And I just thank you for the burden that you put on Bob's heart to have a youth group, Lord, and for choosing people like Beth and Jenny to be over it, to just love it and serve it and to just treat it the way it's supposed to be treated, Lord, and the burden that they have for every single person in this room. You know, I wouldn't be here in a lot of ways if it weren't for the two of them and the love that they've shown me and my family, Lord. And I just thank you for all the kids in this room, Lord. And I just, it's not an accident that we're all here together, Lord. And I just pray that they can see that the Lord, that you handpicked them, that you brought them to this church for a reason, Lord. The Bible says in Philippians 1:6 that you have a plan for each of us, Lord, but I know you have a greater plan for each and every one of them in this room because you brought them here to this church. You handpicked them out of places that they shouldn't have ever been here, Lord. They would have never made it if it weren't for you. And I just pray that they would not only see the value that you see in them, but that they would see each other the way that you see them and the value that they each add to this youth group and the things that they can learn from each other and how they can grow together, Lord, and help each other. And just that story back there in Exodus, how Moses, he needed his friends, Lord. He's the one of the only people you called your friend, and he needed friends. He needed people to hold his hands up, Lord. And I know I need my friends. I need every single person in this room to hold me up sometimes, Lord. And I just pray that you put that burden on their heart to pray for each other and to just see the value that they have here, Lord. And I know camp and volleyball and the Lincoln Ministries and just coming to church and all the get-togethers and school and homework, there's just so much busyness in ministry and in life, Lord. And I just pray that with that busyness that you would comfort their hearts in knowing that taking time to pray, Lord, is the most important thing. And spending time in your word will only bring blessings in their lives, Lord. And it'll slow that busyness. And your word says that if we delight in your law, that you'll fulfill the desires of our hearts, Lord. And I just pray that you would do that and just turn their desires toward you, Lord, that desire would be full and that they can delight in your word, Lord, and just knowing that it's important above all and that that's where the fullness of joy can be found, Lord, and that if any of them are hurting or feel that despair, that aloneness, or just that lack of hope sometimes, Lord, I know I feel it, that they would know that they're not alone and that this warfare is spiritual and that it's okay to ask for help and to say, hey, I'm just having a really bad day. Can you pray for me? Can you talk to me? Can you just sit here next to me, Lord? I ask you that almost every single day, and I just pray that you give them that confidence, Lord, to be the light to their friends and to pray for their friends and to just be different, Lord. It's so hard to be different. It sucks to be different. It really does. It sucks when people talk about you and you can feel them looking at you when you bow your head to pray, Lord. That's hard. It's hard when you can feel your face getting red and you know that they know you're embarrassed and you just go through it anyway, Lord. I just pray that you bless them for that, Lord, and give them the comfort that they need to continue and to serve you above all else, Lord, because I know in the long run that it's worth it, and it will be worth it all, Lord, but I just pray you help them find that comfort daily, that they would know that it's worth it and feel that worth, Lord, and see it. And I just thank you so much for this youth group and just all the blessings that I've been able to get out of it over the years, and just watching these kids grow up, and they just love you so much, Lord, in a way that I haven't tapped into. And I just pray that they wouldn't lose that going through high school and graduating, and just all the decisions they have to make, Lord, that would continue. Their love for you would continue and it'd be prosperous, Lord. And I just thank you for all the leaders in this room, for Aaron and Kelly, and just their friendship and how much they love you and love this youth group, Lord. And for Zach and Jenny and for Justin and just their prayers and how much they love you, and that I get to learn from them and get blessed from them every day, Lord. And I just pray that every single person in this room, every kid, would know that they mean the world to me, that I love each and every one of them. They're all good kids, and I see so much value in each and every one of them, and that I would make that known to them, make it very clear that they would never question where I'm at or where they're at with me, Lord. And that I love this youth group more than anything, Lord, and I just pray that you'd help me to be faithful to it the way they've been faithful to it, and to remember to pray for each and every one of them, Lord. And I don't like to pray just as much as the next person. You know that more than anybody. And I just pray that we would all grow in prayer together, Lord, and learn how to intercede for each other and pray for our supplications and the needs of others, and to just above all be thankful, because that's what I am right here in this moment, just thankful for everything. And just, I couldn't be more thankful than I am right now, Lord. And I just thank you for all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Can we just talk?
Yeah, go.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I'd like to thank you for dying on the cross for us, and that just specifically I'd like to pray for my pride, like what Justin said. I have a tough time just listening to people, and that you just help me with making decisions in my life, and that I just really see the true value in what you're trying to work with me, and that when I am making these decisions, I don't focus on just the temporary happy things, but I focus on like the eternal things that you want me to focus on, and that I don't find my joy in all these things, and that you just really help me with my family and my attitude towards them, and that you just really work on my heart and just have me be a testimony to the kids at school, and that you just really have me do my work down here, and that I stop procrastinating and the things that I want to do and do the things that I need to do and line up my priorities right and start reading, because if I don't read, then I don't get the knowledge that you need me to have, and I won't know your mind, and I need to not just do what not follow my daily routine like what Zach was saying, but to get uncomfortable with it and get out of my comfort zone and be a light to everybody else and be able to pray without ceasing, and pray not when I have a specific time for it, but just whenever. And thank you for everything that you've given me. In Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for dying on the cross for us, to give us the opportunity to be here tonight, and for all of our salvation. And I thank you for everybody in this room, my friends and my family, who I love so much, and they're my closest friends. And I just thank you for giving them to me and for allowing us to just be a support system for each other. And I pray that as we leave tonight and we go into school or work or wherever we're going back into the world, that we can just keep our eyes on the prize and just focus on what we need to do to accomplish what you want accomplished. And I pray that, myself included, that we can all just do what we need to be doing, getting in our Bible daily and praying, which is the main focus tonight. And I pray that we can just all be a testimony for you. And I pray that for myself, I can get my pride out of the way and for my heart attitude to be in check, because I know that everything I do and everything I say affects my testimony. And I know that I need to be doing the right things to win people to Christ, Lord. And I know that if I'm prideful and I don't have a good attitude, that I'm not going to get anything done for you, Lord. So I pray for myself in those areas that I need to fix. And I thank you again for just everything that you've given us and for everybody here. Jesus, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I really want to pray for honesty and to just be on who I'm really supposed to be, because lately I feel like I've been walking in a shadow, that I'm not really the actual person I am. So I really want to take courage to actually just, speak upward towards my friends or my so-called friends. I really want to tell them the truth, even though I know that they wouldn't listen to me and think I'm a crazy person.
Help her, Lord.
I really do want to take up courage, so I'm going to pray for that.
Dear Lord, I thank you for this youth group, Lord, and I thank you for everything you've done in our lives, Lord, and you brought me so far, Lord, from, and there's so many other people you could have brought up, Lord, and sometimes I just sit and wonder, why me, Lord? Why me? There's so many other people that were in similar situations to where I was at, but you chose my family, Lord. You could have done it to anybody else, Lord. Why me? Why am I here right now, Lord? What was the purpose of you bringing me here, Lord? I'm not the leader that Zach or y'all expected me to be, Lord, and I want to be that leader, Lord. But sometimes I stray away from you, Lord, and that causes big problems in my life. I need you, Lord. I can't do nothing without you, Lord. You bless me to be fast, Lord, and I'm good in track, but sometimes I feel like I'm running away from you, Lord. I want to run towards you, Lord. You brought me so far. You brought my dad so far. And you gave me all this, and I know I respect you, Lord, because I know that you can take it all away in a second, Lord. I wonder how Job felt, Lord. I love you, Lord. Lord, I haven't been acting right, Lord. I need to get back in touch with you, Lord. Sometimes I feel like I lost you. I need you back, Lord. I'm sorry for all the sin I commit and all the people I could have talked to, but I haven't, Lord. All the chances I missed to save someone, Lord. But my selfish, prideful self got in the way of that, Lord. All the times I wanted to look cool instead of being the person for you, Lord. I'm walking down the hallways in school watching all these people on their way to hell, when I could be the person that could change that, Lord. And I want to be that person, Lord. And I need your help. And I thank you for all my friends in here, Lord. I couldn't do without them. If we didn't have youth group, Lord, or youth events, or I wouldn't be able to do anything, Lord. They helped me so much. I stray away so much at school, Lord. I'm here in my heart attitudes for you, but then I go to school, and it automatically changes to the world. Without them, I would be the world all the time, Lord. And I thank you for opportunities like this, Lord, just to get my mind right, for me to pray to you. And Zach's right. I hate praying. It hurts my heart because it shows me everything I'm doing wrong and everything I could do right, Lord. And I love you, Lord. And I pray these things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Dear God, I just want to thank you for today, Lord. I just want to thank you for getting us all here safely. And I just want to pray for me, Lord, at school, because I just want to be ready to give an answer when people ask me questions about you, Lord. And I don't want to be that one person where people ask me questions about you, and I don't know what to say, so I just blow it off. And I want to pray for everybody who comes to church, but they just don't do anything. They come and they love it, but they don't get involved, Lord. And I also want to pray for the people watching YouTube and the Nebraska people, even though they can't always be here, especially the people watching on YouTube, that they just still feel a part of the church, Lord. And that I just want to pray for everybody at school, even though it's so hard to, like, be tempted of the things of the world, that they can just stay strong for you, Lord. And I pray these things in your name, Lord, and the Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you and praise you for everything you provided for me, Lord. You brought me from nothing to something, Lord. And I don't know what I would do without you, Lord. Like, you would never thought I would have been here. I came, like, if you look back on my parents' background and everything, Lord, I'm just glad you got me off that path, Lord. I just look back, Lord, and
wonder where I would be right now, Lord. And I don't know, Lord, I would probably be down that same path that my parents went down, Lord, drugs, alcohol, everything, Lord. And I'm just so glad you saved me from that, Lord. But I've just been struggling lately, Lord. I've been screwing up my testimony, Lord. And I've had a lot of time to think about that, Lord. And I've just been struggling at school, Lord, and I still am, Lord. And I don't know, Lord. Lord, just help me through this, Lord. Yeah. And I don't know. I've just been hanging out with the wrong people, Lord, doing the wrong things. And just, I feel like I got knocked off that path, Lord. And I just need to get right back on, Lord. But I can't do that alone, Lord. I try to do it alone. I realize that I can't. Without you, I'm nothing. And I don't know. I can't do anything without you, Lord. And sometimes it's just hard. And I don't know. I've been trying to act like the world, Lord. And I don't want to act like the world. I want to live for you, Lord.
Yeah.
I don't want to live for the world. And like Jared said, I walk down the halls, Lord, and I see all these people that are going to go to hell, Lord. And I want to be the one to help them, Lord. But I just don't know how, Lord. Give me the courage to actually speak to them, Lord. And be with my friend Kylie and Octavia, Lord. I've been trying to get them to come to church, Lord, but something always happens, Lord. It's either my fault because I'm grounded because I mess up at school or something, or they just can't come. And I really want to get them saved, Lord, because I don't want to be the only one walking down the halls alone, Lord. And I know I'm not alone because I have you, Lord. And please just be with me, Lord, because lately I've been struggling, like, really bad, Lord. And I'm still struggling, actually. I went up there and I did that devotion in front of you guys, but look, I'm still doing wrong. And I really need help, Lord. I'm struggling really bad, Lord. And please just help me, Lord, to get right back on my path, Lord, and go back to the person I was, Lord. And just help me to continue to grow in you, Lord. And just be with each and every one of us, Lord, because I know we're struggling. I know we're all struggling with something, Lord.
Amen.
Please just help us through that, Lord, and be with us, Lord. Give us the courage to speak up and praise your name, Lord, and talk about you, Lord. And I'm just really glad that you let me take part of my Thursday, Lord, to come and just lift up your name, Lord, and just everything, Lord. And, because I know my friends wouldn't do this, Lord. Probably won't. I know they're probably not at church doing this, Lord. And I want to be the one to change that, Lord. And please just be with us with all our youth events, Lord, and everything else, Lord. And just help us to get prepared for camp, like Justin said, Lord. Because I want to be ready, Lord. I want to be ready this year. I want to take everything from camp this year, Lord, and apply it in my life, Lord. And I just want to thank you for everything, Lord. And I want to thank you for letting me make it this far, Lord. Just help you to continue to grow in you, Lord. And in Jesus' name, for save me, I ask you, amen.
I know I've already talked and said my own things, but I don't want to pray for myself this time. I was listening to Selena and remembered on how she was talking about camp. I remember the story that Bob was preaching about on how there's this guy in, like, the bean field and that he was standing alone and that he had to, like, hold the line. And it kind of reminds me of all of us. And I really want to just, like, all of us, like, stay strong, to just stay together and to just hold the line, because sometimes it just feels like we're always just falling and sinking sand and struggling to get up sometimes. And I don't know what else to say, but to just always just be together and don't get lost.
It's always easy when we're surrounded by people that love God just as much, if not more, than we do. And, you know, it's easy to talk about God with your church friends, but it's really hard to talk about God with your worldly friends when you're all by yourself and you could not talk about God and you could just do whatever and it would be fine and nobody would know. But that's not what you want. And Lord, sometimes I forget, you know, I go to school to get an education, but I also need balance in my life. I need to be working on the things that will really matter. You know, working towards higher education and getting a good job and being successful is important, but at the end of your life, that's it. But I really need to be working on the things that will matter for eternity, and reading my Bible and saving or helping lost people. And Lord, I would also like to pray for my friend Otsky. This is kind of a difficult situation because he's a foreign exchange student and he's going to be leaving back for Japan in 4 months. So there really isn't a lot of time to help him. And Lord, I just pray that you would get my flesh out of the way and that you would be able to work through him in these 4 short months and hopefully get him saved before he goes back and be like Xiao Wang, the Chinese guy that came to our church. He went back and now he goes to a Christian church, and I pray for him that if he does get saved over here, that he can take the word of God back to Japan with him and help his family and help the people around him, Lord, because nobody believes in God and Jesus Christ over there. Most people in that country don't even believe in a God. So I just pray that you would help him and you would help me get out of the way so that you can help him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, I want to apologize for the other day, Lord. There's a kid in the lunchroom, Lord, and he was mocking you, Lord, and everybody was laughing at you, Lord, and I could have stood up, I could have said something, Lord, I could have took a stand, but I just sat there, and though I was angry, I had every chance in the world to say something, Lord. I had every chance to take a stand, and I didn't, Lord, and it's been on my heart lately. I just want to ask for your forgiveness, and I promise you, Lord, that if anything ever happens like that again, Lord, I'm going to take a stand for you, because I love you, and Jesus took a stand for us when he died for us, Lord, and I can't wait for you to come back, Lord. I want it now. Come back now. I love you in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, please pray for my sins. And please just move my flesh out of the way with dealing with them, because right now they're on their way to hell, and I'm here every Thursday and Sunday getting your word and being fed, but I just don't know how to, like, talk to them. So please just give me that opportunity, and also please give me perspective that everything here is temporary and that you are for eternity and that I should be glorifying you here, and in Jesus' name.
Dear God, I just want to say one more thing. I just want to pray because I always feel bad every day because I'm so mean to my sisters. And sometimes I just don't mean to be, but it's just like, it's just my flesh, Lord. And please pray for me with that. So I'm going to go in Jesus' name.
Like Justin said with camp, he wants to be ready this year, and lots of the kids in here said that. I want to be ready, but not only be ready, I want to take it through. I want to keep going. I don't want to lose the fire like I did last year. Last year, I came home, we got these prayer journals, and I wrote in it for the next 2 weeks, read my Bible every day. After 2 weeks, the prayer journal slowly stopped, and then a few weeks after that, I stopped reading my Bible. And now I do when my mom reminds me, but I don't want her to remind me anymore. I want to do it myself.
Lord, all these prayers are just so convicting, and I just pray that we leave this church and don't go back to our normal schedules, and that we actually take this and listen and actually apply it to our lives and not fall short of what you want us to do, but really exceed in what the true thing is.
Dear Lord, I want to praise you for giving us Zach, Lord. I love Zach with all my heart, Lord. He's everything I look up to, Lord. He's the leader I want to be, Lord. Without him, we wouldn't be doing this tonight. We wouldn't have this opportunity to sit around and talk to you about our problems or give you praises, Lord. And I just wanted to thank you for him, Lord. He's a wonderful man, and I love him with everything. He's not gay, but if I had to do that, I want him to be one of them. He's a father to me, Lord. And I love you, and I love him too, in Jesus' name.
Also, Lord, I just want to thank you for this church and what you've given me, and that is the truth, and it's the foundation that I have in my life. And also, Lord, I want to thank you for all these people in this room that have had that has helped me take a step towards you, Lord. And I just want to thank you so much for this foundation. In Jesus' name, amen.
And before Aaron and Kelly close us out, I think it's funny how it just took our flesh, 30 minutes to really open up and get broken in, and the Lord really start to work on our hearts and do some stuff with us. That's it, guys. I appreciate you guys opening up like that and letting the Lord touch you all like that. But it just shows you how deep we get into that sea of secularism and the flesh and all the things in the world. It took us about 30 minutes just to surface and breathe that fresh air of the Holy Spirit and let Him touch us and speak to us. So I'm going to have Kelly pray, and then Aaron, you close us out.
Heavenly Father, I first and foremost just want to always thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and just thank you for that sacrifice that you made for me, Lord. And, you know, I know where I was for 23 years of my life, Lord, and I don't know what it was that you saw in me or why it was that you decided to pour your mercy on me, Lord, but I'm so thankful for that, and I'm so thankful that I have this place of refuge here, Lord. That every time I walk into this building, Lord, it's like a breath of fresh air, and being able to see these kids here, Lord, I hope that they understand, Lord, how much each and every one of them mean to me. And I think, Lord, that maybe I don't let them know enough how much I love them, Lord, but I do. Each and every single one of them is an individual. And I learn so much from every single one of them, just like Justin was talking about, Lord. I learn more from them than I probably teach any of them, Lord. And that's a hard thing to come by sometimes, but it's just, you know, it's just kind of where I'm at right now. And Lord, I just pray for each and every one of these kids, Lord. I pray that they really understand the impact that they can have. And I'm just so thankful for all of them for being able to open up like this. And I know it's hard, Lord, because we all struggle with those things. It's hard to be 100% open and completely honest, Lord. And that's what these kids are doing tonight. And it's such a blessing to be able to hear these things, Lord, because none of us is judging any of the others. And we just know, Lord, that we just want to do this to glorify you, Lord. Amen. Give you that honor and praise ultimately in all of this. And I just pray, Lord, that these kids know that they're not alone in these things that they struggle with, Lord. And I pray that they don't feel alone, because we all have things that we struggle with. We all have issues that we deal with. We all have our own things going on at home, Lord. And with that being said, I pray that they understand, you know, the impact that they have on each other, Lord, and each other's worth here. And I pray that they can form those bonds together, Lord, and that we know, even as us adults, Lord, that the things that we struggle with, we bring those to you, Lord, and sometimes they're too personal for us to talk about with other people, but, Lord, sometimes we just need those other people to talk to and just to open up and be honest, Lord, and we can really just be there for each other in those things, Lord. Sometimes it's really hard to be able to know what to pray for other people sometimes when they aren't open about things, and you know, I'm not faulting anybody for that, because I do the same thing, but I just thank you so much for opening each and every one of their hearts tonight. And you know, I hope that they understand, and that we all understand just the sacrifice that you made for us, Lord, and just how blessed we are to have this church, and how blessed we are to have people like Bob and Zach, and you know, as leaders in our lives. And Father, I just pray that you would be with these kids on a day-to-day basis, and just give them the strength to stand up for you, Lord. Give me that strength to be that odd man out, and give me that courage, and I just love you so much, Lord.
Father, I'm praying for your son, Jesus Christ, and just like Zach said, man, it's just so funny how deep that stuff goes. We are drunk in the world, man. And we get engulfed in certain things in our lives, and our attitudes and our purpose changes for some reason. I don't know why. With all the teaching and all the Bible that we get here, Lord, it just shows you how weak our flesh is, and how weak we can be without having our perspective put back on you. And that's why I thank you so much for this ministry and this church, Lord, and these group of kids and counselors around them to bring us back bring us back to a place to where we soften our hearts to you, we open our hearts to you, we open our lives to you, Lord, that even though you know everything that's going on, we take knowledge of that, and we understand where we're at with you, and the things that we struggle with and we try to put aside, that we say that it's not really happening, and that's not me, that it could never happen to me. And, you know, I go to Old Paths Baptist Church, but Lord, it's so true, and it's just the way that we are, and Lord, we just need you, like so many people have referred to tonight. We are insufficient. We are insufficient without you, and you are our sufficiency. And Lord, I just thank you for this word. I thank you for this ministry and the Holy Spirit that you've given us to give us a light into that word and into our path of our lives that you want us to go down. And I just ask that you just watch over all these kids, Lord. And they struggle with so many things, and I struggle with missing opportunities, not standing for you, not having courage for you, not having boldness for you that we ought to have. To have the principles in our lives so ingrained that we don't care about what people think. We don't care about other people's mindset or views on life to steer us away from you, Lord, and our purpose of why we are even here. The unsaved world doesn't have a purpose in life. They don't have a purpose for being here. But we do, Lord, and we can't forget that. We can't forget that. And we can't forget how that purpose affects our passion towards you. And if we lose our purpose, we lose our passion. We lose that perspective. And Lord, I thank you for these kids. I thank you for their faithfulness and their honesty tonight. And their willingness to share things that a lot of times it probably wouldn't want to share anyplace else. But I'm so glad we have a place that we can do that here. And I thank you for taking tonight to set aside for this prayer meeting tonight, Lord, because obviously we all needed it.
Amen.
And Lord, I just thank you for the effect that you have on me through your Holy Spirit, that I'm at least halfway capable of at least feeling something toward you. And I just thank you for these kids their faithfulness to this ministry, the faithfulness of coming on Thursday nights, the faithfulness of being around each other. Lord, I pray that so much that they just keep growing in the relationships that they have with each other, that they never lose sight of how important it is to have a brother and sister in Christ that they bond with, they have fellowship with, and to keep them accountable and edify one another. And that is so important, Lord, because of the world today that, you know, we can get so wrapped up in our own lives, and that our lives are the most important ones, and that nobody else's really matters, and that we want to have success for ourselves and do things for ourselves, and we have our own agendas and our own ideas of what we want to do. But we forget about the people that are around us that you put in our lives. And Lord, I just want you to personally just put it on me and just show me how short I am on the standard of praying for other people and seeing you work in other people's lives and having a need for unsaved people and unsaved souls, Lord, that are all around me every single day. And Lord, I just pray that the same thing you would do with these kids' lives, to help them understand that the selfishness that we all feel is so easy. It's like rolling down the hill, Lord, and I pray that we just take that time and we attack it with the two weapons that Zach talked about tonight, the Word of God, and doing this right here. We're praying to you, and the communication just kind of opens up to affect our own lives and to see where we're really at with you and be honest with you. And I just thank you for all the that was said and done tonight, and I ask all these things in your Son's name.
As you guys leave, I want to tell you to go home, take whatever God touched your heart with, and pray before you go to bed, and ask the Lord to start to do something with that. All right, I love you guys. Take care.